and you're a member of this church, we want to make sure that you're well taken care of. If you're isolated and you can't get some of the things you need, please give our church office a call, and we want to make sure that we that you are well where you are, and that you are not forgotten, that you are taken care of, and we'll get you what you need. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to talk to you today. I started a series a few weeks ago, and I had ready to move on with the next part in it. And as I sat down, I just was like, this doesn't feel like I want to do this. I feel like the Lord wants me to go another direction. And so just for in the meantime, as far as the Lord leads me, I want to give you some more direction and what to do during these times. Today, I want to talk to you briefly on this topic, take a stand on the word. Take a stand on the word. Turn in your Bible, if you would, to 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. If you don't have your Bible, just look on the screen. They'll keep that up, the verses up there for you, as we always do. But you know, the Bible here, Paul writing to Timothy, and he's talking about the fight of faith. Listen to me, saint of God. We as believers, the Bible says that the righteous shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. And faith, as you know, is a fight. The fight is remaining in faith in adverse times. It's so easy to talk about faith when you're not under any challenge or any type of pressure. It's easy to say we can believe for healing when you're well. It's easy to say I can believe for finances when you've got a lot of money in your pocket, when your job is constant. But when challenging times come, trust me, this is when you find out what you're really made of and what you're really standing on. And so during these times, we've got to be encouraged and put back on faith to make sure that we're not hearing so much of what the world says that it puts us in fear and not on faith, because the just shall live by faith. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul writes here, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Look, leave that up there for me for a second. But listen to what it says. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Come on, y'all. If it's going to be a fight, it's going to be a fight. A fight is not for people that are weak and pansies. Fight means you're going to have to stand up to something. And the Bible says fight the good fight of faith. I love that it says the good fight of faith. And the reason that it says good fight of faith, because it's a good fight. Have y'all figured this out? A fight is good when you win. And you will win as long as you remain in faith. The moment you move off of faith, you begin to lose. We have to fight to stay in faith and then fight the good fight of faith. Look what he says, lay hold on eternal life. In other words, God has given us promises of health, promises of abundance, promises of well-being. All the promises of God are ours, but to manifest them, we have to fight for them. Healing in this day and age, unless you fight for it, can be stolen from you. Now, we fight from a position of victory. Victory is ours. We're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from a position of victory. We stand in grace. We stand in a position of grace and abundance. But the devil has come to steal that from us. And he'll do it through viruses. He'll do it through any kind of sickness. The devil would kill you with a hangnail if he could. Are you with me? And so when something like this goes on, we have to know that how to fight the good fight of faith. Here, turn on over in your Bible, if you would. Turn on over in your Bible to Matthew chapter 24. Last Sunday, I read this during the preliminaries of the service, and I'm not sure that people know that what's going on today is not shocking to God. This is not shocking at all. It has not caught God by surprise. In fact, Jesus prophesied about exactly what we're living in right now. Let me just show it to you in the scriptures. And it's a couple places, Luke chapter 21 and Matthew chapter 24, very famous passages. But watch here what Jesus says. Now as he, Jesus, sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us when these things will be and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age. He had said this publicly, but they came to him privately and said, when is this going to happen? When are these things going to go on? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Let's see. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. What we're going through, we must go through. these things must come to pass. The end is not yet. These are signs of the times. He said, and you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. You'll see that if you turn on the news. And so see that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Next. For a nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, that word is translated diseases, and earthquakes in various places. I heard there was an earthquake this morning, a major earthquake this morning. These things are signs of the time, but what Jesus said is, don't be troubled at these things. Well, the only way you won't be troubled at these things is if you walk by faith and not by sight and fear. And what we as believers have to do is encourage each other at these times. I know it, y'all. It's so tempting to get on with the world and think we're doing good by telling someone else things that we've heard. But the best thing that you can do, because we're all going to hear it, we're all going to hear these things, the best thing that we can do is help propagate the gospel. Tell people good news. Tell them good news. Are y'all with me? It's going to give people a calm, and that's who we are. We are the light of the world. We have the answer. We have the solution. All these things are the beginning. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Are y'all listening to me? Y'all hear what he's saying right there? Things will get worse before they get better. Things will get worse before they get better. And again, that sounds fearful, but what Jesus says is, don't be troubled at these things. And the only way we're not going to be troubled is if we walk by faith and not by sight. Know this, that the devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy. Y'all have heard us say this passage a million times, John 10, verse 10, in the Amplified Bible. It says, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus says, I came that they may have and enjoy life, have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. God wants us to have an abundant life, and the abundant life really begins on the inside. It has to begin on the inside. If you are robbed of peace on the inside, it will manifest on the outside. The devil wants to get you and your family worried and in fear so that you begin to respond differently. But we can't do that. It has to start on the inside with us, and that's why we have to feed ourselves the word. Look over at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 through 9. Look what the Bible says here. Because in these times, it is easy to start getting really, really concerned about your income. It's really, really concerned. If you watch the economy and you watch all these things, and we should be abreast of it. We should know what's going on, but we should know what's going on so we know what to say. Are y'all listening to me? We should know what's going on so that we know how to speak contrary to that. Death and life really is in the power of the tongue, and we've got to speak life when we see death. When we see sickness, we've got to speak health. When we see breakdown, we've got to speak it's going back together. If Jesus can talk to mountains and trees, we can talk to coronavirus. And just like David had to encourage himself in the Lord, you and I have got to start there, encouraging ourselves in the Lord. Look what he says here in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. He says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. All your cares, he says, cast them over onto me, please. Please come and talk to me about your situations. Rather than getting online and talking to others about the problem, talk to him about it. Cast all your worry. If you've got worry and care, cast that on him because he cares for you. Look at this. Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, by the way, that enemy of yours is not the government, is not your cousin, is not your boss. It is not the black man, white man, red man, yellow man, brown man. It is no other man. Come on, somebody. Here it says who it is here. That enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion, roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Now watch this. Withstand him, be firm in what? Faith against his onset, rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined, knowing that the same identical sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood, the whole body of Christians throughout the world. Listen, every single person is going through what we're all going through. Now watch y'all, here's what's going to make the difference. How we react and respond to what we're hearing. That's going to make the difference in how we live the rest of our lives. How we live is going to be determined how we respond to what we're seeing. If we respond by faith, and that's what I want to talk to you today, how to take that right stand. How to take that right stand, because we're all going to hear things. There's going to be true things that come out that we're hear about, and there's going to be some stuff. Y'all know it. There's going to be, I heard that people were turning on hair dryers in their nose because y'all probably saw it on the online that the coronavirus can't survive heat. People were taking hair dryers and turning it on and then breathing it in. Do not do that. That's dangerous. And there's so many things. There's so many rumors and so many things out there. Here's how we know what's not rumor. Open up the Bible and it says exactly what the truth of the matter is. And the truth of the matter is we're covered in the protection in the blood of Jesus. And what comes out of our mouth has got to be what God says and not what the world says. Amen? Stand him in the fence. Okay, we read that one already. Move on, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 3 through 5. Amen. For though we live in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and the destruction of strongholds. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself against the true knowledge of God. Hear what I'm saying right here. The true knowledge of God, that he is a healer, he is a protector, that he is with us, he will never leave us nor forsake us, that we will come out of this thing victoriously. There will be arguments that say we're not. And the Bible says we've got to hold up a standard against that knowledge that is against God's knowledge. We've got to, did y'all see that? We refute these arguments and these reasonings, right? He says, let me read it. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. The Bible says, get hold of every thought. Every thought. Have y'all done this before? Have y'all done this where if you sit in front of the news or if you sit on Facebook and you watch all the sad stories and see all the stuff, it starts affecting you on the inside. Listen to me. The storm wants to try to get on the inside of you. We can't allow the storm. The storms don't hurt you on the outside. It's when it gets on the inside of you. Are y'all with me? And we can't let that get on the inside of us. We've got to keep the word on the inside of us. And the way you do that is you've got to turn off some of the outside noise. You've got to turn it off. Get away and get with your family. So the weather's been nice. You can get outside and walk and just sit out with your family and encourage each other. A good movie, a good encouraging movie, an uplifting movie. Things that are going to build you up during these times. Are y'all with me? This is going to end, but we just don't know when. It's going to be over. We're going to look back and say, woo, thank God that's over. We can get back to our normal routine. Come on, somebody. Anybody thinking about vacation? You know what me and Shanae did? I asked her yesterday. She said, let's just go on vacation right now in our mind. And we started reminiscing on some of the places that we had been. And we started talking about it. Talking about it to the point where we could start smelling the suntan lotion. Come on, your mind is a very powerful thing, and this is why the devil wants to get inside of it. He wants to get inside of it with fear. You can take yourself to joy. You can take yourself to happiness. In fact, the Bible says, think on these things. Think on these things. Whatever is true, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report. Whatever is of good report. We've got to think on the good report. Yes, there's a lot of negative report. There's a lot of stuff that's going on, but we have to keep our minds strong. We have to keep our minds strong, and we do that with the word of God. Amen, amen, amen. All right, jump on over in your Bible. Here, let's talk about taking a stand. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. I'm almost done, and my watch died, so praise the Lord. All right, Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Look what Jesus says to his disciples. Now, this is so important because he told them he was sending his disciples out two by two. Now, Jesus was the first one to bring this good news of gospel. Right? So he's sending his 12 and ultimately his 70 here out with this good news. Out in a world that isn't ready to receive it. out, bringing this gospel, which would ultimately get them all get them killed and martyred, get him crucified. He's bringing this. This is bringing out this good news in the challenging times. And look what he tells them, though. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over not some of the power, not most of the power, not a little bit of the power, but all the power of the enemy. And look at this, my favorite part. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's something to spread around right there. That's something to spread around when you start coughing or somebody starts coughing. Spread this good news to them. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall. That's what you tell your kids. That's what you tell your family right there, that you and I have power and authority over all the power of the enemy. The Bible says here, authority. There's two different words right here. I give you authority to trample on over all the power of the enemy. The word authority right there is exousia. It means the right. I give you the right to trample over all the dynamis. That is the ability of the enemy. I give you authority over all the ability of the enemy. I give you authority. In other words, like a police officer. A police officer has a badge, and what that badge represents is the whole government behind him. It represents not him, it represents the authority of the government. All he has to do is call on his little walkie-talkie and get a whole army of people. And this is what God is saying. I've given you authority. In other words, you speak on my behalf, but I got your back. You say it, and I've got the power behind it over all the power of the enemy. And the good news as believers, we just don't have authority. We also have power. We have dynamis power as well. We've got the power of the Holy Spirit. And it would do you good to pray in tongues. When you start questioning things and start looking at the news, it's good to just get out, walk the neighborhood and pray in tongues. Get on your bicycle and pray in tongues. Get on your treadmill and pray in tongues. Sing in tongues. It'll do something in your spirit. That's what happened to me. I got up on Friday morning ready to do my message, preparing it, and I decided, no, let me go outside and just walk around my neighborhood. And I did, and I walked around my neighborhood just praying in tongues. I came back home with a new direction. I'm telling you, God will give you direction as you pray in the Holy Spirit. Know this, say it, I've got authority and I've got power over all the power of the enemy. Look at the best part, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Come on, somebody. Isn't that good news? Now watch. Here's what I want to get to right here. Turn over in your Bible to Matthew chapter 4. Whenever the devil attacks, what's most important is what we put on the inside of us and what comes out of our mouths. What we're putting on the inside of us and what comes out of our mouths. The Bible says from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know a tree by its fruit. We're going to produce fruit based on what we're putting on the inside. So at these times, y'all, listen to me as your pastor. Please take the time to get our messages, get online, listen. Some of your favorite teachers and pastors, get that stuff on in your car. If you're just sitting around, don't just stay on the news. Don't just stay on the news channel. Get some good news in the morning. Get some good news in the afternoon. Get some good news and take some time in praise and worship. Amen? Watch this. Matthew chapter 4. Now when the tempter came to Jesus, he said, if you're the Son of God, command these stones to become bread, that they become bread. But he answered and said, it is written. Whenever Jesus was under temptation, he spoke the word. That's got to be our answer that comes out of our mouth. The word of God has to be the answer. Look at this. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every what? Word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We're going to live. That word live right there is a variation of the word God kind of life. You're going to have the God kind of life, the above only life, by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. When sickness shows up, when fear shows up, you've got to speak words of faith. I will live and not die. I am the head only and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. This too shall pass. I am blessed coming and going. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the country. Everything I set my hands to do prospers and flourishes. Listen to me. Jesus wasn't fearful when someone with a disease came up to him. He wasn't afraid of that disease getting on him, because he had more healing in him than they had disease on them. We've got more. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. What's in us is greater than that's out there. And we cannot allow what out there to get on the inside of us. Come on, somebody. Jesus spoke what was on the inside of him. Watch this. But he answered and said, "It is written, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that..." Next one, please. "Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God,'" listen to this. The devil always tries to get you to question who you are. The beginning of victory begins with you knowing who you are. You are a child of God. You are a son of the Most High God. And you can never allow anyone, anything, any circumstances to shake who you are and whose you are, who you belong to. There is absolutely no weapon that's formed against you and me as a believer that can prosper. None, because God said so. Are y'all listening to me? If you're the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up. He quoted a little Psalms 91. I hope you're quoting that one. Pray. He says, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Jesus always combats every situation with the word of God. This is a great time to get into our series, stay connected to us, so that you can know what to say when challenges come, what to say in the face of lack, what to say in the face of pain, what to say in the face of situations. We've got to say the right thing so we see the right thing. Are y'all listening to me? This is written. Go to the next one for me, please. Again, the devil took him up on an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Close your Bible. Listen. The key to this time and us is we've got to take a stand on the word of God. I'm going to teach, moving into the next weeks, we're going to teach about the word of God, how to speak life and not speak death. Speaking life over your situation. And it's so simple to do. Jesus did it constantly. When the word got out that Lazarus was dead, Jesus said he's asleep. He refused to speak death in the face of death. He refused. When there was a storm, he got up and spoke to the storm. When fear gripped them, Jesus spoke to the problem. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to speak to coronavirus. We're going to speak to sickness. We're going to speak to fear. And we're going to command it to go. In fact, we're going to do it right now. If you're right there, let's do it right now. I command fear. I command coronavirus, go. I command in the name of Jesus that you be cast away, that you die now, and I declare that the people of God and the people of this earth will flourish and live and not die. We curse you. Just imagine if every believer every day would get up together and we together in one accord would speak life instead of speaking death. We would speak the life of God versus speaking coronavirus. We speak life. What if every believer would begin cursing death and cursing the coronavirus? I assure you what will happen is it will go away in unprecedented time, quicker than what they've been anticipating, and they'll be wondering, the world will wonder, how did it go away? How did it go away? I'm telling you, that's what we've got to do. We've got to take a stand and not just do what the world does, but do what God says do. If you are in this place and if you're in agreement, say, yes, I will. Amen. Listen, stay connected with us. Stay connected with us. And we're going to show you throughout the days and these in the upcoming weeks how to just speak life and to fill your mind with the right things so you don't get overcome by fear. If you're watching today by internet and perhaps it's your first time ever joining with us, I want to thank you for joining with us. And there's nothing more important than in these times than to make sure that you're in covenant and in fellowship with God. Number one call, I'm going to make a few appeals here real quickly before we sign off. Number one, for salvation, if you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he is in love with you. He's madly in love with you. And perhaps even the reason you're watching today is because of what's going on. Let me tell you, God's got your attention and he's in love with you. And you need him as a Savior. We're going to say a prayer to, so you can receive that. Number two, perhaps you've walked away from God. You've walked away from church and said, well, I don't have to go today. I'll watch it online. And we've got your attention. We want to help you. I want to lead you in a prayer to get you back in fellowship. Listen, God's not mad at you. He's madly in love with you, and he's got great things in store for your life. Number three, perhaps you're out there today and you need prayer. I want to pray with you, and we want to pray with you here at the church. If you have prayer needs that you have and you want us to pray, we will pray. Call us here at the church, and we will pray for you. And I'm going to pray for you before we get out of here. And also, of course, we want you to be a part of this great family, a part of this great destiny family. We have a class that we do. We're not sure when we're going to do it again, of course, once all this passes. But you can still determine in your mind, I need to be a part of that great body. I promise you, you will learn the ways of God and walk out your purpose and destiny. If any of those calls or those appeals resonate with your heart, if you would, right now, just close your eyes, lift your hands, and say this simple prayer with me. Say this, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that Jesus died and rose again from the dead just for me. You're my Lord, my Savior, my provider, my healer, my protector. You're my everything. Right now, I receive you as Lord. If you said that simple prayer, we believe you're born again, forever forgiven. Listen, we're going to be back together. If you would, just you can call our church office and tell us and let our staff know that you made a connection with Jesus and that we've made a connection with you. Listen, throughout the week, I'll be connecting with you on social media, so please stay tuned. We've got good news for you, and you're going to come out on with this on top and winning. God bless you. Let me pray for you as we go. I declare you healed. I declare you protected. I declare everything is going to work out for your good. I declare it. There is no weapon formed against you that can prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, I declare that you'll condemn it because it's in the wrong. Be blessed. We love you. God bless.